You may like to close your eyes or lower your gaze. Enjoy some full breath, the long exhale. Feel the weight of your body resting down onto your chair or cushion. And see if you can give your body weight to the earth, to the cushion, to the chair, to the floor beneath that, and to the earth. Kind of release yourself into the embrace of gravity. And then, as you're ready, bring your awareness into your heart. And let the breath flow in and out of your heart. You can visualize the breath flowing into the heart. And on the exhale, as the breath flows out, you can invite the heart to soften. So let's scan through our lives and pick something from the past or something that's ongoing in some way that you've caused harm to yourself or to others. Something that's challenging to accept. So pick one that you're ready to work with today. And allow yourself to feel that experience, the feeling of that experience. The feeling of self-blame, the discomfort of this behavior or action that you did. Let's see if you can allow that experience right now. If you can be with it, be present to that feeling of self-blame or guilt. And then I'm going to offer a question and just take note of what comes up for you when I ask this question. What's wrong with forgiving myself? What's wrong with forgiving myself? What's wrong with letting go of this self-blame? I'm noticing what comes up. Maybe I don't deserve to get away with it. Maybe if I forgive myself, I'll do it again. Maybe if I forgive myself, I'll never improve. You can Notice what comes up. And see if you can hold that too with kindness. And if you're up for it, we can continue. What's difficult to feel that you would have to feel if you let go of this story? The story, I'm bad, it's my fault, I shouldn't have. What difficult feeling would you need to contact? What's underneath the blame? You can hold that too with gentleness, kindness. Just letting it come into our awareness. Then as you're ready, maybe you can try on saying to yourself, I forgive myself. And if that's not available, if that doesn't feel true, or you're not ready for that, you can say, my intention is to forgive myself. I direct my awareness and my energy toward forgiveness. And if even that isn't feeling like that's not right just yet, you can try, I hold this with compassion. I hold this with compassion. And as you're ready, let your awareness expand to include your whole body. Just noticing what it's like to be in your body right now. The weight resting down on the chair or the cushion. And acknowledging the courage that it takes to look at these kinds of feelings. Let's infuse our whole bodies with real gentleness. Sending a message of encouragement. An invitation to ease. And you might like to offer yourself some more messages of self-compassion. Could be, I'm sorry and I'm with you. or I love you. Or you're coming home to yourself. You could take your time. You might like to rest your hand on your heart or your hand on your belly. Feel the body breathing. And let your awareness be so gentle. As we come toward the end of our meditation, let's listen to the sounds around us. What can you hear that's closest in? Maybe your breath, maybe the sound of the room that you're in. And what can you hear that's further away? Outside the building. Maybe very far away. Traffic. Human sounds. Animal sounds. Wind. Resting our awareness in sound. And bring the awareness back into the body. Feel the whole body resting on the cushion or the chair. We draw this meditation to a close. You might like to deepen the breath or scan through the body and see what might like to move. Maybe shifting or some wiggling. Maybe stretching, twisting. And take a moment as you're ready to look around your space. Thank you. So today's drawing practice will be drawing concentric circles. Some of you may know that I have a big concentric circle practice. I did a 100-day challenge. I challenged myself to 100 days of making one painting every day. And all of those paintings were concentric circles. So I thought I'd share that practice with you today. I'm going to turn on this other camera. Okay. So I thought I'd just share some of these. You can see that I highly recommend coming up with a challenge like this of something that you might do, some form that you might explore every day for 100 days. So I would paint the circle on the paper. I would draw the circles. And then when I was done with that, I would take the next empty page and paint a background for the next day. So then each day I would draw on the background from the day previous day, and then draw circles on the next one. And it was, oops, got the post-it notes on here. It was such a fascinating experience. I don't know if you can see the lines on this one. To really engage with this kind of long practice of a kind of discovering all these different ways of thinking of concentric and what it means to start at the center, like what do you put at the center? And as you're drawing out, what's rippling out? Well, this was day 7 of 100. So it was a really wonderful and surprising practice. And I am excited to share it with you. So I hope you brought your background, your pre-painted background. And if you didn't, no problem, actually. You can just do this on a blank piece of paper, I mean. And I generally do this with some kind of fine pointed pens, but you can also use thick pens or Sharpies or Posca paint markers as you like. But we're approaching this with a question coming in. Did you ever start your concentric circles with the outermost circle? A shocking idea. No, I didn't. I didn't always start in the center. Sometimes they were off center. And sometimes I would start and then make circles elsewhere on the page. You saw that in some of them. Or I would leave big blank spots. And sometimes I didn't make a whole circle. Sometimes I did only sections. But I don't think that I ever started on the outside and worked in. Interesting. Next 100 days. Oh, and Bodhisattva was the time you took the same every day. Not at all. Some days I usually planned to draw for an hour, and some days it was less, and some days it was a lot more. But it was also fascinating because I didn't realize when I started this practice that toward at the end of the practice, I was traveling, I was going to Europe, but I didn't want to stop the practice. So I pre-painted a bunch of backgrounds and I took them with me. And then I did them, and I did them in the airport, I did them on planes, I did them wherever I was. And that also was so fascinating to take this practice that I thought of as like, no, I sit at my desk in my house with, you know, before breakfast, and I do my drawing, and to like have it completely out of my ritual, but still continuing the ritual. It was wonderful. So you might like to do this, or you might like to come up with your own 100-day challenge. But I think part of the reason it worked so well as a 100-day challenge is that it was scalable. That if I was in a big hurry or totally impatient, or for whatever reason, I didn't have an hour that day, I could do it in a way that was just more simple or slow or small. And then on other days when I was just really into it, like on day 100, I was like, I'm going to draw all day. It's really complicated, tons of little lines, you know? So to pick a 100-day challenge for something that is a project that's scalable. So, and it may be, I mean, certainly for me, actually, when I started the 100-day challenge, my original intention wasn't to do concentric circles the whole time. It was just to make one painting per day, and that I would paint a background the night before and do the drawing. I would paint the night before and draw in the morning. But it just turned out to be all concentric circles. So Alicia wants to see the 100th day drawing. It's amazing. The 100th day drawing is in Budapest. It's going to be in the show. But the show that I'm having in Budapest is a selection of the 100-day challenge. But I will email you a photo of it with the email after class. So let's begin. And the idea is here. Thank you. The idea is that this is a form that offers us a kind of mirror on our mind. So we're making repetitive marks. We're going to start by making a little tiny circle in the center. And immediately we have the opportunity to forgive ourselves. Oops, it's off center. Oh, it's a little awkward. It's a little weird. It's not even a circle. Great. No problem. So then we make the next circle. And for me, the game is how close to that circle, how close can the lines be? And how relaxed can I be as I do it? So there's a lot of allowing that's happening. We're trying to stay relaxed. And there will be imperfections. To me, that's actually what makes the drawing interesting, are those imperfections. So then you can let those imperfections echo into the next line. So it's like that game of telephone, where each circle is responding to the previous circle. And when judgment comes up, you can gently ask, where did that come from? And then return to your circle making. Wow. So you might notice, depending on the kind of pen you're using and the kind of paper, you might have kind of a dark spot where the beginning and the end meet, or there it might come to like a little bit of a point there. You can see that as the character of this drawing. And you can also experiment with lightening up the touch on the line as you're ending, almost as though you're fading the line out. And see if you can make it so that there is no dark spot where it's where someone wouldn't be able to figure out where the circle started and ended. You can see if that's a kind of a game that's engaging to you. You can play with it. If one of your lines touches another line, you can say to yourself, forgiven, forgiven. Or you can say, it's okay. And see if you can leave that there and just go on to the next line, the next circle. Maybe you make some huge wobble. You can say, I hold this with compassion. Like we're engaging in a challenging exercise as a way to practice forgiving ourselves. Okay, I'm going to add some music into our experience. You can notice how this shifts things or not. You can notice if you're rushing, if you're trying to get it done. You can invite yourself to see if you can enjoy it. Notice as the circles get bigger that it becomes a different kind of experience of drawing. The tiniest circles, they may be drawn from your fingers, and as they get bigger, they start to come from your wrist and maybe even your elbow. So I'm drawing a series of concentric circles, so they're not connected like a spiral. But a spiral is also a beautiful project. So you can try a spiral as well. It's a very similar engagement. Notice your breath. Notice if there's anywhere in your body that's tense, that maybe could soften. If judgment comes up, you can ask, where did that come from? You can try saying, I hold this with compassion. You might like to go clockwise, you might like to go counterclockwise, you might like to alternate. Any direction is okay. If you try going different directions, you could notice how does it change the circle, or how does it change the experience of drawing the circle if you go a different direction. And also experiment with how hard you're pressing. Or you might notice that you have a tendency to press harder on one region of the circle than another. You might like to even accentuate that. Notice your breath.
Thank you.
this process revealing anything to you about your thoughts? If so, and if not, can you hold that with kindness? As the circle gets bigger and bigger, you may want to turn the page as you draw, or you can keep it the same. You can experiment. Let your face relax. Let the grip on your pen be just enough. Let your shoulders soften. You might like to experiment with having the lines a little farther apart for a while, or leaving a gap, or bringing the lines even closer together. If you feel complete, then you could move on and start another one on another background. Notice your breath. Notice your sense of curiosity. If a judgment arises, you can ask with curiosity, where did that come from? Okay, we're coming into our last song. If you find yourself judging, you can say, it's okay. I hold this with compassion. And forgiven, forgiven. Let your face relax. Let your shoulders soften. Let your attitude be curious. We have about 3 more minutes. Notice your breath. Thank you. Okay, let's bring that circle to a close.